Oh, the world is so beautiful. The world is so beautiful. I wish every Friday night I could take my children and my wife by the hand and my husband and all of us, mamish, go out into the holy fields and receive Shabbos. And he wants to share with you an unbelievable story. You know, very few rabbis had the privilege of being called holy, as much as they were very holy. But to be called holy by the other tzaddikim is very special. There was one Rebbe, the Heilige Rishne. Our hearts shiver when we just mention his holy name. He was a descendant of the Maggid of Meserich, and he was really a descendant of King David. And in a certain deep way, he restored a little bit the kingdom of God, the kingdom of King David. You know, there were rabbis who were teachers, and then there were rabbis who were kings. Rishna was a king. Okay, today, thank God, we have a 747 and a Concorde. But this is about 180 years ago. The Heilige Tzemach Tzedek, the president of Avraham Rebbe's great-great-grandfather, wanted so much to be in Rishon, because I want you to know, all the tzaddikim, all the holy rabbis went to the holy Rishon. But somehow he was already old and he couldn't do it. So he said to one of his biggest chassidim, Rabbi Isaac Komner, the Heilige Rabbi Isaac Komner, please make your way to Rishon. Rishon is near Kiev, is in the Ukraine, and Lubavitch is in White Russia. And be there for one Shabbos and tell me what's happening. And everybody knows there were certain times when nobody was permitted to be in the Rishon's room together with him. And one of those special times was a few minutes before Shabbos. But the Heilige Rishne was told that the Tzemach Tzedek sent a special young man to be with him. So he sent word to him, come to be with me 10 minutes before Lichtmenschen, 10 minutes before Shabbos. You can imagine, Rabbi Isaac Komner prepared himself, and he was certain 10 minutes before Shabbos, he'll walk into the Rishna's room. The Rishna's sitting with his Shtreimel, and most probably he is going over the Parsha of the week, preparing himself for Shabbos. But it wasn't so. He's ushered in to the holy room of the holy Rishna, and here the Rishna is smoking a pipe. And the whole room is filled with smoke. How much the Rishna is smoking out the world. The Rishna is filling the whole world with the incense of the high priest. And it's getting later. Rabbi Isaac Komner is sitting there in silence, shivering inside. But he said, oh yeah, it's getting late for Shabbos, only 2 minutes before Shabbos. And the Rishna is still smoking his pipe. Exactly the time of Lichtmenschen, it was a split second. The Rishna put out the pipe and says to him, Russisha great rabbi, come with me to the window. I'd like to show you something. And you and I, closing our eyes and going with them, Gewalt. I wish one time in my life I could take my children to that window. Listen to me. The Heilige Rishne looked out from the window and he says to him, young man, do you see? Can you see the clouds of Shabbos? Can you see the clouds of Shabbos? Can you see the clouds of the weekdays making place for the clouds of Shabbos? Can you see the sky of the 6 days of the week making place for the sky of Shabbos? Can you feel the wind? Can you feel the wind of the 6 day of the week making place for the wind of Shabbos? Can you see? Can you see? Can you see? The whole world, the whole world, the whole world, the world of this sixth day of the week, making place for the world of Shabbos. Good Shabbos, good Shabbos, good Shabbos. Lechodaydi likras kalo, b'nei Shabbos nikablo. Rabbi Zichomlev would tell the story all his life, and he said one time in his life, so Shabbos, real Shabbos,